Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Art of Kindness, the AOK. I'm your host, Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. We've got a mini episode today. It will be the first of a series I'm calling Short and Sweet, Stories on Kindness. If you have any other name options, you know, you can send them my way. Maybe tag me on social media at Rob Peter Paul or at Art of Kindness Pod. I don't know. When I last spoke to you guys after our big 10th episode extravaganza, I told you that I might be taking a little break before we gear up for lots of wonderful content in the fall. I was set on having some time to, you know, catch up on things, but then, plot twist, life happened. I couldn't stay away from the mic and resist popping back on here to tell you what exactly went down yesterday. Please indulge me while I tell you my true story of a bank robber, a dentist, and of course, kindness. And cue the mystery music. As I'm sure I've mentioned on here in the past, I'm basically a walking sweet tooth. So after quarantine lifted and it was safe to go back to the dentist again, my main man found that I had gotten some cavities during the pandemic. Only two. And honestly, I thought there'd be more, so I'm kind of proud of myself. I mean, I was shoveling Nutella into my mouth like there was no tomorrow, which, hey, I didn't know if there would be or not, okay? Anyway, I had a dentist appointment scheduled to fix my last cavity. I woke up that morning, started working from home, and immediately dreaded going. I mean, and I'm sorry to all the dentists out there, I love mine and I really love what you do, but I don't think anyone really gets excited to sit in the chair with their mouth wide open while people hack at their teeth. I mean, I did used to get excited when I would get to go to the little like treasure chest afterward and pick out a prize. You know, when you're little, did your dentist have that? Ooh, I got so many weird things. So I turned to my fiance Cassie, as I always do, for advice, and she told me it's too late to cancel now, you have to go, and I knew she was right. So I went to the dentist, and that was a decision I soon regretted. Now, I won't name the dentist or the town for confidentiality reasons. I don't know if it's necessary, but just in case. I will say it's a few towns over from us in the charming downtown where Cassie grew up. It's a wonderful office, and I actually got there early for once. They took me right away, and before I knew it, I was in the chair. I chatted away with the hygienist about TV shows and movies, and then the dentist came in and congratulated me on getting engaged, and we chatted some more. Honestly, the first half hour there was spent chatting, which was really fun, but I also was trying to get things over with. Finally, I'm all numbed up and ready to go. There was a big window in front of me, so I stared out this window at the lush trees swaying back and forth as I tried my best to relax while a giant drill entered my mouth. Before I knew it, my mouth was a construction site, and things were moving along. But then, somehow over the drilling noise, I heard a sound. It was a booming sound, like someone was running. Yes, someone was definitely running around the office. You know when you can feel the energy of a room shift? It kind of turns over in your gut and you just know something's going down. Well, that happened. My stomach flipped. But I chalked it up to feeling vulnerable, you know, with my mouth wide open, getting work done. So I tried to let it go. Then I heard the running again. And this time, it was getting closer and closer and... Doctor! Someone shouted from behind me. I was in that long chair thing, all sprawled out, and so I couldn't see what was going on behind me, but someone was shouting. Now, I don't know exactly what this woman said, because I think I started to leave my body, but it sounded to me like the front desk person, and I thought I heard some alarming trigger words. The doctor calmly stopped working and turned to her. And what he said next, I heard very clearly, and it would have made my jaw drop had it not already been wide open. The doctor says, "Well, I can't leave him like this. I have to finish his tooth." "What now? Leave me?" "Hurry and lock all the doors," the hygienist ordered the woman in the doorway. And then I heard running again, so I assume she was off. The dentist turned back to me and started working again. Now, I can't speak with everything in my mouth that's going on, so all I could really say was, "Ruh!" I guess the dentist somehow understood me, because that's probably how I sound in real life anyway, and he said, "Don't worry, we're going to fix you up, everything is okay." Everything is not okay, I'm thinking. My brain is going a million miles a minute. Then he spills the tea. He says, "We might be in a lockdown. She's locking the doors. Someone has a gun." Oh, gun. Yes, the woman in the doorway had said gun too, hadn't she? Now I'm officially freaking out. I was told that apparently the building was surrounded by cops and SWAT teams, and guns were drawn. We were in the middle of some kind of standoff. The hygienist, who's on my left, clearly copes with things in a similar way that I usually do. You know, when my mouth isn't wide open and drills aren't in it and I'm told that there's a lockdown. She laughed and said, "I always wondered where I'd hide if there was a lockdown. Probably right there." She pointed to a cabinet. Overall, though, she remained very calm, and so did the dentist. He kept calm and carried on, if you will. He drilled, he refined. All the while, I heard commotion throughout the office. I turned back to the window. Once again, I'm staring at the leaves. They kind of look like confetti in a weird way. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I bet you trees are never afraid of gunmen and all this other crap that we're dealing with in the 21st century. I tried to zone out again. But of course, I really couldn't. Cassie is going to feel so guilty she made me come here, I thought. My mind immediately went to the worst outcome, of course. Obviously, none of this was Cassie's fault, but I still wanted to text her and everyone I knew and tell them that I loved them, you know, just in case. Suddenly, something flashed by the window. Oh, yep, that was definitely a person. A person ran by the window. Okay, that was probably the gunman. Looks like he's on the loose, great. I say to the dentist. "You okay?" he asks. I nod, and the dentist perseveres. About 15 to 20 minutes goes by, and finally, he's finished with my tooth. "All right, you're good to go," he said. Am I though? I stood up, and in silence, we all walked together to the window. It was ablaze with flashing lights. There were definitely a lot of cop cars, but things seemed to have been calmer than what I was told. "You should be safe now," he said. I cautiously walked to the front desk, and the woman was waiting there for me. She was so kind. She seemed a bit shaken up as well, and we kind of checked in with each other. We left with smiles on our faces. I walked into the waiting room, and I almost stopped dead in my tracks. I was struck by how many people were inside. Now, it wasn't a crazy amount, but because of the pandemic, they have a lot of rules about how many people can be in this tiny waiting room at once. It turns out that they had sheltered anyone wandering around the area or in the lobby of the building, into this room so they would be safe. It had turned into kind of a safe haven. The nervous energy in the room was palpable, but apparently whatever had happened was semi over with. At least that's what I gathered. I mean, we were allowed to leave. So I walked out of the building. As it turns out, someone pulled a gun at the bank right next door to us. I mean, talk about a throwback, right? A good old-fashioned bank robbery. Who does that anymore? I guess somehow the cops were called before the guy could do anything, and he booked it and ran. And our buildings were, like, practically touching. So, you know, I guess they locked down everything in the area just in case. So maybe I really did see him run by the window. I later read a statement from the police that said somehow this criminal got into a taxi and fled. It turned into a full-on car chase, but luckily they caught him and nobody was hurt to my knowledge. I'm really glad that this story turned out to not have a wild ending. I wanted to tell you this because I feel like it was a beautiful example of so much kindness. In a moment of primal terror, where we thought a gunman was running around loose in the building, my dentist and hygienist put me first, calmed me down, and finished my tooth. Some people would have chucked that drill and run. No, they made sure I was okay and walked me out after. It reminds me that there are so many good people in this world. While the story was a bit insane, it shows me how human connection is really what we all need. At the root of it all, though, I hope this reminds you that when we stick together and help each other, there's usually a positive outcome. Anyway, I hope you're not in the middle of any situations like this, but having a fantastic week. If anything, you know, this can serve as a pretty bad reminder to get your teeth checked. And after all, a smile is everything. I will be back soon with our normal celebrity interviews and kindness tips, but until then, please remember, everything's gonna be a-okay.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.